The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
We are at S&S Motors in Watford City today, one of our fine sponsors, and thank you to Mayor Brent Sanford for hosting us. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Todd Mitchell, and we're welcoming your phone calls this hour at 800-228-0550 to find out what's on your mind, as we always do. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will join us momentarily. Any question you have about the oil and gas boom in North Dakota is certainly welcome for Ron. We're going to talk a little bit about what legislators have seen. A couple of tours have recently wrapped up. You've heard us reporting from them. But Ron took a group of legislators, 40-plus in one tour, and legislative leaders last week to see firsthand what's happening. And we'll sort of do a virtual version of that tour so you can hear a little bit about it today, and obviously all of that in preparation of the upcoming legislative session. And one of the folks they met with was, of course, the mayor of Watford City, our fine host today, one of our sponsors, S&S Motors. How are you, Mr. Mayor?
Great, Scott. Thanks again.
Another beautiful day in Watford City.
One more until winter hits, evidently. 50 degrees tomorrow.
And Todd actually told me there's some snow in the forecast in some parts of North Dakota, and I haven't forgiven him yet for it, for crying out loud. I don't even want to know. Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
But it's snow.
If you are shopping for a vehicle, this is the place. I mean, there's no better place to buy a used truck, bar none. How do I know? I bought one here, didn't I, Brent?
That's right.
09 with about 60-some thousand miles on it. Thing's awesome. Platinum loaded up for it. I like the, you got the loaded up ones, but I saw one out there that really caught my eye. Beautiful 2009 maroonish, beautiful red Denali. That sucker's loaded, huh?
That's right. That was my wife's demo, and we just got another one. But this one is a 2009. We tried to stop at 59,000, so it's kind of like your truck, Scott, you know, selling gas for $399 versus $402 in the car dealership business. But this is loaded. It's got sunroof, bucket seats in the middle row, DVD navigation, and all the bells and whistles you could have today for $35,000.
$35,000, and just ticked 60. There's a lot of life left in that Denali.
That's right.
That's the way to buy them. That's a heck of a deal. And they don't stay on a lot long here, do they?
Oh, it depends. You know, it's still kind of a small-town environment, so some of the things will sit there for a while, but the F-150 sure don't.
The trucks just, I mean, I day-to-day, the inventory changes.
That's right.
Yeah, so if you're looking for a used truck, want to save some big bucks, S&S Motors. Nice to see you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. I want to also thank our fine sponsors, including the folks at MyPillow. How'd you sleep last night, Todd, anyway?
I slept all right. It was Carrie that slept great.
I told
Carrie, I said, we're going to start putting you on these. When we start talking about MyPillow, Scott and I are just going to call you, and you're going to go on, because I never know. You know what? When we get done right here, I'm going to go ahead and order two more.
They're that good.
I really need to.
Folks,
they're that good.
Yeah, they're that good. Yeah, they're absolutely amazing. And we don't, you know, we don't just tell you because we want to sell pillows. We're actually sleeping on them, for crying out loud. And we have a great deal. You get a 2-for-1 deal on the classic pillow as well, which is a really great deal. So if you just say, hey, I heard this from Scott, and the promo code is actually Scott at MyPillow.com. So put in promo code Scott, and the deal will pop up. So you get a great deal. And what's the phone number? We have a special phone number that folks can call and use promo code Scott, too.
Yeah, we do. It's 1-800-506-9028, 1-800-506-9028, promo code Scott, or, of course, you can go to MyPillow.com.
Exactly right. So Todd's much better at remembering the number, especially when it's a number.
But you already have your
number,
pillow,
MyPillow.com.
See, that's the thing. You have your pillow already, so you don't need the number. MyPillow keeps getting stolen, so I need the number. 1-800-506-9028, 1-800-506-9028, promo code Scott.
Exactly right. 10 past the hour, and we are live in Watford City today, where Ron Ness, our next guest, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, spent a lot of time of late in and around here and other areas in the oil patch touring legislators around. Ron, thanks for joining us today. How are you? If Ron's there, I didn't hear him. Ron, are you there?
Scott, can you hear me?
There we go.
Now I can hear you loud and clear. How are you?
I'm doing great today. Sounds like I got to buy a pillow, and I was lucky to get out of Watford City without buying a new truck. So,
A pillow and a pickup and life is good, right? Yeah, exactly right. Well, nice to have you on the program today. And by the way, any questions or comments for Ron are certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And your email is welcome to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So give us a little virtual tour for the listeners here that have not had the opportunity to be on one of your tours, similar to what you've taken the legislators on over the last couple of weeks.
Well, Scott, actually, I think I'm going to start with what was just on the national news preceding you. I don't know if you heard that, but when we think about what's going on in America, and we hear stories from the national news, say 11 weeks of falling crude prices and substantial, I don't know if it was 25 cents or what it was, drop in the price of gasoline at the pump. Put that in perspective today, what that means to all of us in terms of where we have been, really, when you go back all the way to 1999, 2000, and every time there was a crisis situation, whether it was a hurricane, anything in the Middle East, and you saw the price of crude oil, what was it doing? It was middle of 2009, it was $147. Nobody felt that, you know, if you had a crisis like what we're seeing across the Middle East, that we would see 11 weeks of falling crude oil prices. And there's really only one reason. It's the fact of the matter is that we've been able to reduce our reliance on foreign oil by 18.5%. We're able to get sweet barrels like the Bakken to coastal markets, which directly displace foreign barrels. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, maybe that unrest over there isn't going to be so much about energy and oil anymore, because what we're doing in the Bakken and the technology that we're learning every day from in the Bakken that's now being deployed across America. And it's incredible when you look outside of the Bakken how many of these shale oil plays are learning from what we're doing in the Bakken. And that's why the Watford City guys are doing another tour today. It's amazing the effort that that the mayor and Gene Veeder and really that entire community and everybody across Western North Dakota is putting forth, and the amount of time they're spending educating people about this, because it's truly cutting-edge stuff that the world is watching. Yeah, we're learning the hard lessons some days, but where better to learn those lessons and do it right than right here in North Dakota?
Yeah, very good point. And boy, I hadn't thought of that. I really haven't. But you're right. We it's hard to point to a more serious international national security crisis than we have right now. I mean, it really is almost like post 9/11 when you had all that unrest and you knew something was going to happen. That's obviously what we're going through right now. The president's going to address the nation on Wednesday with a strategy. He obviously is ramping up, and I mean, we're at war with some folks who really are really going to the next level with evil. Not unlike Al Qaeda, and many would argue worse than Al Qaeda. And yet, despite that, hadn't really thought about that, Ron. You have falling crude prices, and really the only way you can explain that is the fact that we're increasing production because of this technology and this play and what's happening in North Dakota. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Well, and where would we be price at the pump without this increased domestic production? And it's real. It's substantial. We've proven that. And, you know, now we have to go to work and, you know, make sure that we take care of our infrastructure and get those challenges addressed, because there's going to be a lot of them. And so we were very fortunate to be able to get a number of legislators, I think almost 50 legislators over the past 2 weeks out into Western North Dakota. And, you know, it shouldn't just end with legislators or start with legislators. And we have we're going to have a couple of ugly days this week, but we've got a lot of beautiful days left in the fall. And, you know, we had a great hotel in Watford City. I can't encourage people enough. And the legislators was a firsthand vision how beautiful it is out west. But what you see and the experience that you get as you drive out through Western North Dakota and you see what is happening out there, and you see all of the good things, as you're sitting at SNS Motors there, you see all of the trucks and what the significant progress they're making on that bypass in Watford City and Williston and new bypass in Dickinson. Those things are going to be life-changing events, and there's so many more of those things that are needed, but it's really spectacular. And I think, you know, my observation of the legislators was that a number of them had never been out to that area. The the little Missouri Breaks north of Killdeer and up in that area where we were by Keene, and how incredibly beautiful it is, but also how it's still farmland and it's still ranch land and it's still wildlife. You've got oil in and amongst that stuff now, but it's not dominating the landscape, and certainly we're getting better and better all the time. So, but the real key is getting them into Watford City and letting them talk to those policymakers and across the areas, learn about the new technologies that we saw at MBI Energy and Nuvera. But really just let them pick the brains of the local policymakers.
16 past the hour. Ron Ness is our guest from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Your calls, questions, comments are welcome. Let us know what's on your mind about this game changer that is happening. That really is a technology play, as Ron mentioned earlier. We're going to talk about that, too, when we come back. I'm going to have Ron actually just kind of go through a few of the stops that these legislators saw, what they saw in the way of things that are happening at the Bakken Oil Express and the Dakota Prairie Refinery and at MBI and Nuvera and throughout Watford City and the region, and give you a little sense of that. But your calls are welcome, too. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. More after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
As summer winds down, let's make a pact that we'll never go without a lake place again. If you miss the lake life, if you want to come back to the lake life, if you want to do it for the first time, have I got a deal for you. Chase Thunder Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. 2 and 3 bedroom lake homes reduced 35%. That's right. The pricing now starts at $150,000, 700 to 1,100 square feet. These are amazing homes. Hassle-free lake living. Call 888-CHASE-06 for your personal tour today. ChaseThunderLake.com for more information. Tell them Scott sent you.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
In your town tour brought to you by Cloverdale, Marvin Windows of Grafton, and Arvid Communications hits Dickinson tomorrow. We're broadcasting from a local fire hall. Kelly Armstrong, a friend of mine down there, has lined us up a conversation with some volunteer firefighters down there. We're also going to talk about the Little League baseball efforts that are going great guns in Dickinson, and, of course, talk about what's happening in and around Dickinson. So look forward to that tomorrow on the program. And then Wednesday and Thursday, we'll come to you from Big Iron. That's a big, 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 big show in West Fargo. Looking forward to that. I'll stop by and hop in the cab of one of those big sprayers that our friends from High Plains Apache have there. And, you know, the folks at High Plains Apache, one focus, sprayers. That's it. And they pride themselves with the product expertise, customer satisfaction. And, by the way, they have a number of used pull-type sprayers on hand. They'll be wheeling and dealing at Big Iron, as always, and they want to move these out. 1,000 to 1,500-gallon capacity, the big 90-foot booms. A few used Apache sprayers, too. You can take a look at them on the website, highplainsapache.com. And they have that ETA center I've been telling you about, too. So it's your source for like 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. Stop and see them in Mandan today, right across from Bonanza, across Maine, and or at Big Iron. Or you can stop and see them at their Frontier location south of Fargo, too. At the folks at High Plains Apache, love to see you. HighPlainsApache.com. They'll be at Big Iron. We'll be there, too. Look forward to seeing you there. Continuing our conversation now with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The North Dakota Petroleum Council is the voice for the petroleum, oil, and gas industry in North Dakota. And Ron is more and more becoming one of the national experts on this industry because of what's happening in the boom. So a great opportunity for you to ask him anything you'd like today on the program. I thought it might be nice for the folks that, you know, first of all, great invite. I think everybody, no matter what industry, no matter what business, no matter if you love North Dakota, you should come and see what's happening. Because one of the frustrations I have, and I saw it over the weekend in a Reuters story about the pharmacy initiative, all of a sudden I'm reading about, negative connotations about the oil and gas industry in a story about pharmacies. It makes its way into almost every national article, and far too often, I believe, our own local media, especially sometimes the newspaper editorial pages, don't give the full picture. And largely it's because they just don't know. They haven't seen it. So I always tell folks, don't take my word for it. Don't take a newspaper article for it or a television story for it. Come see it. Get out here among it. And that's obviously what you're inviting folks to do. Bring us a little, kind of virtual tour stop through some of the things that the legislators saw on this most recent tours, Ron, and also what kind of questions you're getting from legislators about what's happening.
Sure, Scott, and I think that's exactly right, that this technology has brought the well sites to the roads in order to diminish the footprint on the rest of the agricultural land. So if you go out and drive around, you don't need a personal guided tour. You can see it and observe it and stop and talk to people. When the legislators came out over the last 2 weeks, we started out in Dickinson and just looked at, the amount of growth and talked to Marathon Oil and about the technology they're employing and are seeing better and better well results, and why production is growing is really because they're just getting better at recovering more of the oil in every individual well. But we're improving the technology. And of course, talk to the mayor of Dickinson. And Dickinson and Stark County have really done a fine job, I think. And if you go into that city, you can really see things are really starting to come together. You've got retail. You've got all of the different commercial properties coming together that support the growth of people in those areas. But, the most exciting part of the trip, and maybe the whole trip, is when you go out to Montana Dakota Utilities, Dakota Prairie Refinery. And you step on that bus, and the plant manager comes on the bus and says, "Welcome to the first grassroots refinery that's built in America since 1976. To me, that just, it's inspiring. It's built by a North Dakota company using Westcon, who is a Bismarck, North Dakota contractor. They're going to produce, I believe it's 42,000 gallons of diesel fuel a day for consumption by North Dakotans, by North Dakota farmers. Adding to that supply of diesel fuel, I think it's something that they're going to create a model that can be replicated. It's going to be online, I believe, in March. And it's just a fantastic project. So lots of questions. Then you go over to the rail facility and you see probably the largest rail facility in western North Dakota is the Bakken Oil Express facility. They can load two trains at a time. By the way, they're putting up a $100 million storage tank because they're having significant problems on rail delays themselves. So their solution is, we've got to put up a storage tank because you know your customers want you to keep producing that oil. So putting $100 million into a storage tank, an additional storage tank, just to hold oil as they're seeing 5 days delay in their rail train schedule. As we moved over, we stopped over at MBI Energy in Dickinson, or in Belfield, North Dakota. Tremendous story there. Jim Arthodden started with one water truck back in the 70s, and now has, I believe they said they operate in 27 states. They have something like 3,400 employees and 2,000 employees in North Dakota, talking about the technology that they're trying to develop to deal with some of these challenges. Then you get up into Watford City, and I think that's really where the rubber meets the road in the Bakken right now. And lots of things going on in Williston, lots of great infrastructure coming on. And, of course, Stanley's more mature in this process, things going on there. But you get to Watford City and Newtown, areas where things have really moved into there since the last probably 2010, 2011, 80 of the 194 rigs in McKenzie County. It's the deepest part of the Williston Basin geologically, so it's got a tremendous amount of potential. But really, that's where Brent Sanford and McKenzie County folks just took over. We just really let them tell their stories, and they brought out young people to talk about the community leaders. Children have been able to move back home, but all of these other young people starting businesses, whether I'm a dentist or I'm a veterinarian, or, you know, real businesses moving into the core of Watford City, and that town is going to be unbelievable. As we know, they're going to be a Class A school. Probably they've already met the threshold. There are over 1,300 students. You've got 7-story office buildings going in downtown on both sides of the street, but lots of traffic, lots of activity. Housing is a huge challenge, as we know. So I think legislators hopefully came out of there with a sense of what are the really core issues that we need to address and we need to tackle. I met this morning with the State Water Commission officials, and, you know, I think we're doing a good job on water. Only 5% of our water in North Dakota is used for commercial use. But the big challenge there is we've got this whole lake up there, Lake Sakakawea, that's 8 feet higher than it needs to be right now. And we're still struggling to get water out of that for industrial use for the industry. That is something the Corps of Engineers needs to be pressured on. We need to get more of that water out of there, because what it does is it reduces traffic. It reduces the amount of groundwater that we're going to use going forward, and it's just common sense. So we're going to start pushing on that again, and I know our congressional delegation has been in favor of that, and why not? We've got surplus water. Let's use it. So, but all of those community officials, I think, come with the same story. Our community is going to be a better place. We're getting through this. They're very positive, incredible people. The amount of time that they put forth in trying to work towards their communities being better, it's very impressive. Wouldn't you say, Scott?
Oh, incredible. It really is. And how hard these folks in these communities are working. That's what I don't think, a Fargo mayor, a Grand Forks mayor, a Bismarck mayor, a Minot mayor, all good folks, all work really hard. It's a whole different level in these oil patch communities. The level of community service and commitment to just making sure they preserve a sense of community and build these communities for the future is amazing. We'll talk more about that with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council after this break on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and 2 inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're chatting with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Ron joins us every other week on Mondays. We try and make this happen and really appreciate the time. It's a great resource. And we learn a lot when he joins us here on the program. If you have a question or comment, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Just got an email from a listener on the price of gas that we talked about at the top of the hour. Falling crude prices despite international unrest. Pretty unusual, given our history. The emailer wants to know how we can get more North Dakotans to benefit on the price of the pump by the fact we're bringing all the oil out of the ground in North Dakota.
Well, I think the example that we stated with the MDU refinery in Dickinson is really a significant part of that, but also just the, I think everybody's benefiting. Just consider what you were paying at the pump last time. There was a substantial Middle East crisis and world unrest, but you know, let's take that a step further now. Let's talk about the $3 billion fertilizer plant that Senex Harvest States announced that they're going to move forward with in Jamestown today. That's what the Empower Commission, which I serve on for the legislature, recommended that we further pursue value-added energy opportunities, because that's going to create a fertilizer product that our agriculture industry badly needs. I believe most of that probably comes out of the Gulf Coast now by train or other places across the world into North Dakota. It's imported here. We're going to create a large supply of that in North Dakota. And I think there's a lot of opportunity to take many of those things to the next level. Well, whether it be LNG that we can begin using to power other things like fleet vehicles or certain things like that. But this model that MDU is going to use, you're going to see everybody looking at that and trying to figure out, is there another way to add 20,000 barrels? They're going to send their gasoline products out of that barrel of Bakken oil up into Alberta to be used as a diluent for the oil sands and those things. But the market right now is diesel, and hopefully we're going to see more and more availability of diesel provided for North Dakotans.
You know, we talked before the break about, you know, the folks that are making it happen here on the ground. And obviously you brought legislators out here to connect with them. What is your sense? What are the legislators asking you? What are the big issues? I mean, they obviously see, what I equate it to the weight of the world being on these local officials in these communities. And I don't think we can compare it to anything we're used to when we see city or county government work in more populated parts of North Dakota. It's really incredible. Do you think the legislatures really understand, the level of work it takes to sort of keep these communities as communities?
I do, Scott. I think that they, and coming out there just puts it in real perspective. But the big challenge is legislative session, and we all know what it's going to be. It's about the oil tax revenues and how we prioritize them and how we, most importantly, I think how you take care of those key Bakken counties and those key hub cities, because if we do that right, then we can look at all sorts of additional things coming forward. And they're climbing up that hill right now in those communities, and we ought to help get them over the hill, whether it be finding low-interest loans to help with building schools or help getting water and sewer and infrastructure out to these developers who are now here from all over the world that want to spend money, but the costs of doing business out there equate to high priced costs of housing, and then all of a sudden your rents get high. So it's kind of a chicken and egg thing. But at the end of the day, one thing I like to see legislators grasp, and where we're driving around, look at the people working in the field. Look at the young faces, but look at the career opportunities. And as all of us have just sent our kids back to school, if you've got kids that want a career opportunity and want, you look at the technical skills, whether it be the diesel mechanic program in Wahpeton or whether it be any other technical type degree, a welder, an electrician, a plumber, any of those type of people. We've got a growing economy in North Dakota. Get those kids some technical skills. I talked to a young man Saturday afternoon who's working up in Tioga. He's what we call a pumper. He goes around to wells and he takes readings and he kind of monitors things. Tremendous career opportunity. He and his fiance are just happy as can be up there from Mandan area here. Lots of that opportunity, but we need business students, we need dentists, we need car salesmen, we need everything. So great opportunities for North Dakotans, and they got to just, if you can get some skills training, obviously you're further ahead in the game. We always encourage everybody to get the education, and let's put them to work right here in North Dakota, because we've got the jobs.
And, the big challenges with the legislatures you mentioned is obviously going to be, the growing infrastructure needs here. The legislature, the governor, everybody's really stepped up to the plate in that regard, almost to the point where, road construction budgets have more money in them than they're able to spend with our short construction season. Now you're hearing more about, formula changes and surge funding and different things to say, hey, how can we figure out a way to change the formula, even if it's for, a period of time to sort of catch up with all the different needs that are different in every community. What's your sense of the ultimate product that's going to come out of the legislature addressing the local needs and matching them up with what the legislature will be able to allow?
I've heard that a few times, that there's more money than we can spend, and I don't believe that's the case. I think that we have attracted contractors from all over this country, and that these communities have projects now on paper and are ready to move. So, I say that as a challenge to the legislature and the governors, is let's just once try to overfund them. What's the worst case scenario? The legislature meets every 2 years and you come back and say, I think we're there now. Let's back off once instead of having us be short all the time because we've underestimated the amount of growth and activity that are taking place out there. So, I think that oil tax revenue, $9 billion that the industry and the mineral owners are going to pay in oil tax revenues next biennium, let's make sure that we get enough of it out there that we can help those communities first, and then everybody else in North Dakota is going to benefit. There is certainly adequate resources coming in, and it's a challenge because everybody across the state has demands and needs and certainly challenges of their own. But this one is particular. If we take care of this now, it's going to really pay long-term benefits for us down the road.
Yeah, I mean, Lynn Helms talks in terms of five generations, which I almost have a hard time getting my mind wrapped around. what that exactly means. And that's, again, in today's technology. I mean, you had your industry leaders, make this point. Jim Arthaud does. We had Mark Johnsrud on from Navarre not long ago, and he said, we got to stop thinking about this in boom-bust-like cycles. You know, this is not about oil and gas. This is about technology. You know, what's happening here, where it's happening here is like the creation of the iPhone. And look what that does, right? Think of it as a technology that is changing the landscape. And so today's technology, we're talking about five generations. This is really here for the long, long haul, right?
But we believe it is, Scott. It's you can just take a look out there and look at the amount of investment. And essentially, you know, I see it more as a kind of a mining operation or an agricultural operation. When you're in those areas, you know what your pads are. You're just trying to figure out what now is the best process in order to maximize your recovery of the resource. And we're doing it with a smaller footprint than anybody in the world has ever done. That's the great news. And that's what you see when you go out there. There's a lot of room. These oil wells, one pad can cover 2 miles one direction and 2 miles the other direction. We're able to do it right. Yeah, we got some things to learn and some things to fix and do things right. And we get some of these, these undesirables in here from all over, but that's part of the process. And I don't hear the community leaders focus on those things. They focus on, you know, what are the challenges of their communities to make it a place where people want to live and work. That's really key, is making sure that you get people here. Let's get them here to locate, because the jobs that we're moving into are career type jobs, and more we need those people to live near that well site, because it's production jobs, not exactly exploration jobs.
And two more things I want to ask you about on that point. Crew camps are in the news a fair amount, and that is obviously a transient workforce that is here building a plant or working for a particular company. Do you see crew camps always serving some kind of a need? I talked to a lot of folks on this program, and I'm amazed the amount of them that I say, hey, I came here from Wyoming, or I came here from Georgia, or whatever, but I like it here. I want to stay here. And if you find me something that's affordable housing, and affordable in the oil patches is more affordable than it would be even in a Bismarck, a Minot, a Fargo, a Grand Forks. You find me affordable housing, I'm going to stay here. So will we always have crew camps, or do you think there is a time where we'll transition out of that?
Scott, I think that when you look at the type of crew camp that the legislators stayed in, it's professional, it's first class, it's clean, you've got a safe, secure environment, you've got first class chefs, it's incredible operations. I believe those are a critical part of each of those areas, because there are a lot of people. And we've been doing this with North Dakotans for a long time. We've sent North Dakotans up to Prudhoe Bay in Alaska to work 2 weeks on or a month on or a month off. There's a percentage of the people that are always going to want to live somewhere else and work here. If you force them to live in the community, you're going to keep raising the rents and artificially inflate the demand scale. So I think that there's the higher end professional crew camps that we're talking about here that are professionally managed and run, associated with a project, whether it's a building project like you're going to see in Jamestown. Think of the number of people they're going to have working over there. You flood the hotels, you flood the community. If there's a crew camp that's a fit for that place, perfect. But same thing here. We got to make available for those people that want to live here and work here affordable housing opportunities. But at the other side, I think that these crew camps have a valuable role moving forward, and supply and demand will determine when there's no longer a supply or a demand for their services, they'll move on. And we're seeing a lot of that already, but I think there's a role for them going forward.
Last question I want to ask you from a listener. I ask for your take. We only have about a minute left on rail impacts. And obviously it comes from the grower side, saying, why is oil taking precedent over ag products being shipped out? Is oil getting precedence over ag products?
Well, I don't speak for the railroads, but what I've heard and seen the railroads say every time is that no, there's no preference being given. There are a lot of barrels of oil moving by rail, and we are experiencing the same type of delays that everybody else is. But truth be told, if you're producing corn today versus what you were producing in bushels of wheat 5 years ago, we're producing a lot more bushels of corn. We're producing a lot more of everything. We got a lot more things coming in. For the long term, we are finally seeing some investment by the railroads into the track here. I think we're going to have to focus on trying to improve that rail service for everybody, because I think it's impacting all of us. you know, probably equally, but certainly, you know, we all grew up in the agriculture world. We know when it's time to harvest, we want to move those products.
Yeah,
and
no
we support
kidding.
Them and want to do that.
I was amazed Bakken Oil Express had delays as well down in Dickinson. So the oil industry is facing it too. Ron, appreciate the time very much. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, our guest on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Chase on the Lake. Just saying that. Chase on the Lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing, you can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake. Lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay two nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Tell them you want the Scott Special, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What's on your mind? Monday. We're a little sleepy. Or is that because we slept so well last night? We just are dreaming of sleeping again.
Yeah.
That was it. Wasn't that it? Yeah. But because Todd and I have the best pillows on the planet, courtesy of our friends at MyPillow.com. In a moment, we'll give you a telephone number if you prefer that. But if you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, you can custom design your pillow. And, you know, these are not like super way crazy expensive pillows. You know, they're priced right. In fact, we have a great deal for our listeners where you buy one, you get one. And, you know, I've seen pillows that are like $200, right? I mean, these things, in the neighborhood of 60, 70, 80, 90, kind of depends on what exactly you're looking for. But they put you through a whole series of questions and custom design the pillow for you. And I did this and I just said, I have never had a pillow like this. So perfect. Thank you. And really, it was 5-6 questions. And, you know, right on the website, boom, a pillow shows up at your door. And now I don't leave home without it. It's incredible. Todd's is so good, his wife steals it. You know, it's just, I mean, you can't make this up. So MyPillow.com. And by the way, a great deal. Buy one, get one free. The classic pillow deal. And it's 100% guaranteed. They have literally, you know, how many nights? A guarantee, again, is it like a 60-night sleep guarantee? So you can sleep on it for 60 nights. Ah, 59th night, I don't like it so much. I'll send it back. That's how much they believe in these pillows. So MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, gets you the two-for-one deal. Custom design your pillow. You will sleep great. And the telephone number is?
Scott, you don't have that memorized. Oh, that's right. You don't have to actually buy a pillow. 1-800-506-9028. 1-800-506-9028. The promo code is Scott, or you can go to MyPillow.com.
Exactly right. All right. We have a couple of calls here waiting. Todd, one had a suggestion for our Friday Are You Kidding Me segment, right?
Yes, indeed.
Well, let's start early. We're starting early. It's Monday, and we're, you know, Friday.
Never too early to think about Friday, right?
Yeah, here we go.
Jerry Palcheski here. I have Are You Kidding? At the community ball, I was at a football game. They have two last weekend. They had two on Friday, two on Saturday. We go there to get a visiting team's roster and the Demons roster. This might be Bismarck High that has control over this. But there was no West Fargo roster. I mean, are you kidding? They said you have to go online to get the roster. And the other comment is, I don't know if they spray the community bowl. I'm assuming they don't, as many mosquitoes as there were. And you might have to have it sprayed for the concert this weekend, or people are going to get eaten alive.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
The I know at the Walk MS on Saturday where I was at Sertoma Park, same problem, an incredible amount of mosquitoes compared to what we've normally seen. So maybe we could spray our bench and not the other. Talk about Homer, huh?
Yeah, there you go. By the way, speaking of the MDU Bowl this weekend, Cat Perkins and the great unveiling of the newly renovated. So pretty cool. All right, let's see here. We have another call on our topic from last hour about the million-dollar homes and whether you want to read about that in the paper and whether that's class warfare and, you know, that whole deal. Roll that count.
Hi, I'm calling regarding those beautiful homes. When I see a home like that, I think, oh, I'm glad I don't have to clean it. And then my friends say, if you have a house like that, you don't have to worry about cleaning it. You can hire someone.
Yeah.
That's just my point for today.
Well, yeah, good luck finding somebody who is available to clean it, though.
Yeah, there you go. Royce and Bismarck and David in San Francisco, our last two callers of the day here on What's On Your Mind. Royce, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I was just calling to let everybody know that there is a housing forum at Bismarck Ramada Hotel and Conference Center Wednesday afternoon from 1 to 5, sponsored by Dakota Center for Independent Living. And it's to talk about the struggles that low and moderate income individuals are having with rent. We do have on our panel staff people from Senator Holden, Senator Heitkamp, and Congressman Kramer, and also have Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner.
Wow, good lineup. Good lineup. So it's Wednesday, 1 to 5, and tell us one more time where it's at, Royce.
It is at the Bismarck Ramada Hotel, which is the old Doublewood. So we just invite everybody to come out, and if they have some stories to tell about issues companies are having with rent.
Yeah, it's one of the huge challenges right now with the oil boom, right? Because you have folks that are on fixed incomes that obviously because of the market are being displaced or seeing their rents skyrocket. So it's certainly one of the challenges. I know there's a lot being done about it and others being added, but a lot is happening fast. So great suggestion. Hope folks attend that Wednesday, 1 to 5 at the Ramada. David, San Francisco, I have a half a minute for you. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll see if I can do it. Hyperinflation is what that last guy was talking about, and that's kind of what I was talking about. Thomas Jefferson, in his second inaugural, says, "We must have the economy based upon agriculture with commerce as its handmaiden." Now, farmers are never going to be able to keep up with what's going on in the skyscrapers, but we need to eat. So when food gets too expensive to eat, then that means it's not cost-effective to live. So we don't need to believe phony economic schemes that say that the poor can't have shelter or can't afford to eat or whatnot. We have to have an economy based upon agriculture with commerce as its handmaiden.
All right, I think we have that in North Dakota. North Dakota's economy is built on agriculture. One of the major pillars now, add energy to it, and you have a lot of prosperity right now. America is not working anywhere near as well as North Dakota's these days. I hope more folks come see how it's done, including those from San Francisco, David. Glad you're listening at GCNLive.com. We're out of time. Live from Dickinson for the What's in Your Town tour for Cloverdale tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Christmas time in New York City is magical. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnan, host of What's on Your Mind on this very radio station. Honored to be hosting with the North Dakota Farm Bureau a trip to New York City at Christmas time. This is 4 nights in Manhattan at the Belvedere Hotel. This is 4 breakfasts, 2 dinners, a professional tour director, round trip, airfare. Everything's included, most especially every site you need to see in New York City. The tour is amazing. A Broadway show that'll dazzle you. The Rockettes Holiday Show at Radio City Musical. I've seen it before. You can't even believe it. Since the first version in 1933, the show is a New York City Christmas tradition featuring over 140 performers. Absolutely fantastic. Hurry, space is limited. Book your seats now for a New York City Christmas with yours truly, Scott Hennett, my wife Maria, and a whole host of good folks from North Dakota. Sponsored by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Go to ndfb.org right now, but hurry, ndfb.org.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House chicken stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.